Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The ninth commandment warns us against looking at a woman lustfully, as does our Lord in the Sermon on the Mount. The look of lust is a sin of reductionism, a sin of looking at people as less than they really are. But another way to say it is that the look of lust is a sin of superficiality. It looks at the surface of the body and cares nothing for the depths of the soul. All human beings are prone to temptations of superficiality, temptations to put stock in what's both immediate, obvious, and utterly unimportant. And the virtue that saves us from losing our souls to superficiality is a virtue that's badly misunderstood and tragically underappreciated. That virtue is the virtue of modesty. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
For a lot of us, the word modesty is associated just with whether to wear sexually provocative clothing. But actually, modesty is about much, much more than that. Listen to what the Catechism says. Modesty protects the intimate center of the person. Modesty protects the mystery of persons and their love. It encourages patience and moderation in loving relationships. Modesty is decency. There is a modesty of feelings as well as of the body. And then listen to this. Modesty inspires a way of life which makes it possible to resist the allurements of fashion and the pressures of prevailing ideologies. That's a lot more than just figuring out what to wear. Modesty makes it possible to have a rich inner life and to appreciate that life in others. It makes intimacy possible. It gives you an inner strength that makes you impervious to peer pressure and the force of current fashion. So, what do you have to do to acquire modesty? Well, there are two main things you have to do. You have to resist spending time doing superficial, unimportant things, and resist spending time thinking about superficial, unimportant things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Modesty is the last virtue St. Thomas discusses in his long, long treatise on the virtues. And he lists the two main parts of modesty as humility and studiousness. Humility helps us focus on the good we should do and keeps us from things we have no business doing. St. Gregory the Great says that prideful people are always dedicating too much time, too much energy to things they're not good at, things nobody is asking them to do. Humility, on the other hand, demands that you focus on the work that your spiritual life and your state in life require of you. And your spiritual life and your state in life usually require that you do lots of little repetitive acts of service and self-sacrifice, all of which are unsensational. This is the paradox of human life. The work that really matters, the work that your soul and other people need you to do, usually won't bring you a lot of attention. So if you stick to that, if you stay humbly focused, it'll make you modest. It will prevent you from dissipating your life in a lot of flashy and unimportant side stuff. In other words, humility, focusing on the non-sensational day-to-day duties, will save you from superficiality. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The other major part of the virtue of modesty is called studiousness. This isn't just a virtue for students, but for everyone. Studiousness is focusing on the truth, the information we should know. It's the virtue of disciplining your mind so that it doesn't get distracted by irrelevant information. There are things we actually do need to think deeply about in order to do our jobs well, in order to live our marriages well, in order to raise our kids well, and most importantly, to reach transforming union with Jesus. Almost everything else is relatively unimportant by comparison. And yet, it's that unimportant stuff that we consume in the bulk of every day. Information that doesn't directly pertain to us. And information that changes every day anyway. Information about things that lie on the surface of civilization, on the surface of history, whose deeper meaning, if there even is one, is known to God alone. We're constantly checking the news, sports, social media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and flooding our mind with information we don't need. It's like making a nice cup of coffee or pouring a nice scotch and then pouring a gallon of Kool-Aid into it. So, if you want to avoid superficiality, a superficial mindset, don't fill your head with superficial information that doesn't have a direct bearing on your life or what you need to be doing. Pray for the gift of studiosity, which is an integral part of modesty. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The vice of lust is just one of the most vivid symptoms of superficiality that corrupts a mind that has not been disciplined by the virtue of modesty. Modesty says, I will not get distracted by what is less important. I will not indulge in the superficial. Instead, I will focus on the work I need to do. I will focus on the truth I need to understand. I will focus on the people I need to love. The rest just doesn't matter to me. And if we can do this, it won't just help us fight lust. It'll help us fight peer pressure, political ideology, depression, anger, resentment, financial anxiety, arrogance. Modesty is the great virtue of maintaining your focus. Please, God, give us the grace to avoid distraction and superficiality so that we can all be more at peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So come on, Teresa, you have to admit this had to have been a surprising way to approach the virtue of modesty.
Yeah, I never saw something that was immodest and was like, man, that's just not studious enough.
However, have you ever wondered about someone who had dressed very immodestly and wondered, I wonder if they even thought about what they were wearing?
I guess it doesn't, it's hard to find a kind way to say it, but I feel like there are stereotypes that go hand in hand. Where you expect less out of someone because of that. And granted, part of the problem. You don't want to think less of people, but it's also where we get movies like Legally Blonde from, where the whole joke is, what if someone was both pretty but also incredibly intelligent?
So by dressing immodestly, we convey a message of or a persona of unintelligence. Mm-hmm. So even in that level, we know there's a connection.
Yeah.
So then let's take it to the deeper connection, because I would say we all struggle with this at some level. Mm. We all, at least I can say honestly, I struggle with superficiality, and I really need to get over it. Are you surprised that I struggle with
it? No, I'm trying to sort through this because mentally I don't want to fall on the side where you're like, because you look this way, I just assume you're not intelligent. That seems like the worst case scenario outcome of this meditation.
I agree. But you brought it up because it points to something that prevents us from tearing somebody down. It points to something that should help us see something we all need to work on.
Okay, I can understand that. And I also think part of the assumption is that if you see someone, I feel like we all, sorry.
I was trying to jump in.
I know, and I lost my train of thought because I did block.
Well, I was just going to say that a guy who always wears the tightest polo so his biceps show up, that's equally as superficial.
No, because that just looks dumb and everyone knows it. It's not as deceiving because it's not as effective.
It looks dumb, which makes you think that person is dumb.
No, I just don't like polos. I think I'm just not a fan of polo shirts.
I love polos.
good for you. No, what I was thinking earlier was that I think we all try in some way to put our best foot forward and broadcast what we think our best attribute is.
True.
And I think if you're not putting anything forward other than something that's innately trying to be almost sexually illicit, that's your best feature that you want to put forward. So I don't believe that you have other features that you could.
However, do you know that Miss America 2024is an officer in the Air Force and is in med school?
That's fantastic. That's always been a wild, but I don't know what you call that.
I don't know whether she dresses immodestly or not, but your point is absolutely valid.
My only point in that is that I think that's where the assumption comes from. And it's not entirely true, as we've seen over and over and over again.
Well, I just gave you an example of why it's
exactly
not true.
Exactly. But that
it does
that
point
remains
to something. Yeah, it remains. Yeah. It points to something.
I'm really just trying to sort my way through this whole meditation because it wasn't what I expected at all about a talk on modesty. Normally, with a talk on modesty, I expect a school dress code, at which point I rebel.
Yeah, exactly. But I, with this meditation, was personally deeply convicted because I'm not disciplined with the information I take in. And I see how it leads me to a superficial mindset and a superficial lifestyle. Why? Because Sherlock Holmes would tell you that you can only take in so much information and process only so much information well. So he purposely limited the amount of information he took in so that he could think clearly. And I don't think as clearly as I would like, nor to the depth I would like, because I'm not disciplined and I take in too much irrelevant information.
I do agree with that. I think I'm the same way. And I feel like this is a big part of the culture right now, is that we're all taking in so much that we make less or we produce less, or we're... I put in less effort to be original when I have so much else on my brain because I'm constantly taking in content.
I think some of my favorite writers, that they have a great power of observation. And I think that's because they slowed down. They observed, obviously they observed things. They weren't constantly flooding their minds. They were just, they entered into the moment. So I was thinking about this. I will do really deep dives intellectually, putting together these meditations, other theological work. And then I come out of that deep dive and I'm so tempted, the first thing I do to grab my phone and go to something superficial because I'm like, I need a break, which is the worst thing. It's so much more what's fulfilling when I finish that deep dive if I just sit with it. Or,
I mean, it's the feeling after a good movie, the credits hit, and you just want to sit there in the credits.
Yes.
And you want to sit in silence, and it's breathtaking. And even afterwards, there's nothing I love more than a movie I want to discuss with my friends.
Yeah.
I love pairing a movie with dinner because you can actually sit down and break down the movie. I don't want to just, oh, we experienced that. Let's just move on.
Well,
if there's nothing to say about the movie, then why did you watch it?
It's not because it's not just about consumption and move on. Consumption, consumption, consumption. It's about delighting in truly good things.
So now I'm beginning to understand. I felt like I was losing the thread of this meditation or the conversation itself because my mind's a little jumbled. But is it just this, that the same way with a movie, you could lose all the depth and the purpose of a good story and good characters and beauty being moving, and you could just take away the aesthetic? You could just take away, well, that was a fun superficial time, and that's what we do to people. And it's not bad to be that it's beautiful, it's not bad that it looks really good, but if we just focus on that, then A, you start accepting content, movies, and art, and even people that only look good and are nothing else.
Our whole society.
Would you say that's accurate, though?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Then what is the other part?
Well, it's being focused on the good that we should do and the truth that we should take in, which is very limited. It's a very limited scope. But the problem with the iPhone is that it gives us a whole world that we can enter into. Other people's lives, all kinds of information, entertainment. It's limitless. And what that does is it dissipates. Dissipation is the problem. It's why I use that analogy of having that nice black cup of hot coffee and pouring a gallon of cold Kool-Aid into it.
I was just beginning to think you really hate Kool-Aid because apparently it doesn't make cars work. And it ruined your coffee.
to flood what is good with things that are so much less, then it's all dissipated and ruined.
So you're saying it's twofold. One being that everything has become very surface level, and the other that it's so wide that it's all on the surface. It's this wide plain before you, but no depth to it.
Yeah, that's why we have the saying, an inch wide and a mile deep.
There we go. Yeah.
And that's not what we want to be. We want the depth, because it's by entering into reality, by entering into the depth of reality, we come into contact with the author of reality, God. But if you just skim in the surface, you're never going to meet him. Now, I have to admit, I was having a little trouble with the word superficiality.
Superficiality.
Because I was thinking constantly of super...
Califragilistic expialidocious. Hey, we kind of got through that one at least.
You see where my mind is. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you. I think I'm beginning to understand.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.